should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Study links psychedelic use to reduced recidivism. That's right, folks. They are saying that it's good to see a resurgence of interest in the psychedelics over the last few years. Many promising findings emerged in the 1950s before testing was effectively banned. Who can forget MKUltra? Well, they've shown recently, according to several mainstream studies, including Johns Hopkins University of Medicine, that there are a number of different compelling bits of, how do I want to categorize this? Personality aiding, there's lots of good things that come from this, perhaps. And there's lots of bad things. Psychedelics can go both ways. And that's what they found with MKUltra, that if they administered the psychedelic drugs on individuals who weren't expecting it, and they tried to program them with all sorts of tricks and trauma and so on and so forth, the psychedelics only aided in their mind control. But on the other end of the spectrum, if it's done in a fashion that is to support spiritual growth and so on and so forth, yeah, I know that sounds hippy-dippy, but they've shown that it's helped with a number of different things. The Johns Hopkins University study said that it resulted to provide all sorts of help with substance use. They're saying that some of these psychedelics can be used to get addicts off of the nasty alcohol or heroin or whatever it might be. Study of more than 2,500 people under community correction supervision suggested the use of psychedelic drugs like LSD and mushrooms could keep people out of prison. The research is the first in 40 years to examine whether drugs like LSD and magic mushrooms can help reform criminals. There was another Johns Hopkins study that showed that mushrooms helped people be more satisfied and content with their life and less depressed, and so on and so forth. So, I don't know, is this the Soma in A Brave New World? Or is there a place for psychedelics in our culture? 800-313-9443. What do you think about psychedelics? 800-313-9443. I'll tell you a little bit more about this study in a moment. But I would love to get your take on it if you will go on a trip with me and discuss it. 800-313-9443. All right, I had some callers from last hour that have been waiting patiently that I'd love to get to. We have Werner now from New Brunswick. Sorry to keep you waiting, Werner. How are you, man?
Oh, not too bad. Could be worse.
I hear that. Jeez.
I definitely wouldn't try to go onto a wild ride with psychedelics.
All right, man. When's the last time you've tripped on mushrooms?
Oh, never.
Never? Okay.
I stay away from all that stuff. I need a few brain cells I got left.
I hear you. Actually, they've shown that some of these substances, I know this is counterintuitive, but some of them have helped to increase the growth of brain cells.
Well, as I say, for all it's worth, all those scientific research results, they have to be taken with a grain of sand.
Oh, sure, without a doubt.
You mentioned there about, falls in the same line, about people unknowingly being used as guinea pigs.
Yeah, we were talking about this story that I have on the front page of BobTuscan.com of these really military admitting to experimenting with live anthrax vaccines on soldiers, a.k.a. guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. I came across something there about a year ago about the ringworm children.
The ringworm children. Tell me about that.
When people started flocking back to Israel, to Palestine, they were Jews that had been living in Morocco, in North Africa, and when they came back to Israel...
Oh, okay, yeah. These were the Sephardic Jews that I was referring to.
Yeah, and as the children, they had ringworm.
Yeah, so they dosed them all with poison. That's exactly right.
There was this nutcase of a researcher in Israel that had been given radiation equipment from the Americans. So he figured he could cure the ringworm with exposing the children to high levels of radiation. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
And just look it up there. But as I say, we got that many Frankensteins, and they are making more and more Frankensteins are being churned out by the universities, and in the end, they're going to spell the end of humanity.
Yeah, it really is scary, Werner, that's for sure.
And in regard to what you mentioned there about this drug to increase the muscle growth in cattle?
Yeah, you're a cattle farmer, aren't you?
Well, I used to be.
What happened?
Oh, as I say, here comes the great mainstream media.
They tried to slander you, didn't they?
Yeah, tried to slander me, and they've been covering up what led to the demise of most of the cattle farmers that were raising their cattle.
Are you no longer allowed to legally cattle farm?
No. What they did, that had been going on for a long while, where farmers were being economically ruined by killing their cattle.
And they were mutilating your cattle?
Mutilating, killing them, whatever a sick mind could figure out what they could do with directed energy devices, lasers and masers.
Why would they waste such resources on little old Werner in New Brunswick?
Well, what it initially started out, this was about 38 years ago, there was a local clique, they wanted the land. They lived under the impression when 200 years ago the land was granted to them by the crown after they stole it from the native people. Those family cliques, they lived under this delusion that they owned it forever, no matter how many times they sell it. But this is such an embarrassing to the governments here on the East Coast, not just only in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, in some of the New England states, probably the same thing had been going on. The farmers that were producing healthy food in a sustainable way, you know, they have been phased out because they didn't provide enough income to Monsanto and to the big chemical companies. You know, you touched on about in Brazil, about the GM-modified maize invading the soybean fields and so on. And as I say, the food production has been determined how food is being produced into the hands of madmen.
Hello? No doubt about it, Werner. Anything else? We're coming up to the end of this segment.
Well, as I say, what they've been doing, people have to come back with their feet on the ground. And so many farmers in order to hang in there and survive it economically, that they wouldn't lose their farms, and so they bought into the Monsanto agenda that was rapidly being pushed by the big by a big government.
Right.
And did you hear about that by the beginning of October, they had a freak snowstorm in South Dakota, 100,000 head of cattle that were being raised naturally on the range, feeding on grass, had been killed. And there are too many loose ends in that story.
I hadn't heard about that story. Please email me more info about that. I'd like to do some research. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call, Vernon. We'll take more calls on the other side. I would love to hear your thoughts on psychedelics. And we'll continue on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. I'd love to hear from you. We got a couple of topics on the table, and we also have open lines for anything else that you guys have on your mind. Let's go back to the phone line. So we still have Dan with us.
Yo, what up, Bob? How's it
going?
Hey,
man. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you hear me loud and clear?
I do.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I wanted to see what was up with you, what's big on the table that you want to chat about. I love
Hey, you know next week's our health week, right?
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. And I'd love to be a guest on your show. I worked at Whole Foods for like 7 years.
Seven years?
Huh?
You were at Whole Foods for 7 years. Wow.
Yep.
I bet you learned a lot.
I did learn a lot there.
What did you do?
I was a grocery manager taking care of the good people of Cary, North Carolina. Autistic kids would come in there. I would freaking hook their moms and dads up with good, natural, clean, organic foods. They were feeling it. It was a good deal.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago did you work there?
It was between 2005 and 2012.
Okay.
7 years there in North Carolina. I know my man Barack was just there in Raleigh, NC, hyping the triangle there. The Research Triangle Park is like the Silicon Valley of the East Coast, if you know what I mean.
When you say your man Barack, you're talking about Barry Sotero?
Yeah, you know, I'm buying into the system. You know, I'm not trying to bite the hand that feeds me. You know what I mean? I voted for him in 2008. In 2004, whenever he spoke at the Democratic National Convention, I told my then wife, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Let me tell you something. In 2008, he took it.
Are you a fan of Barry Sotero?
You know what? Yeah, I am. You know, he's taking care of business here in the good old U.S. of A. You know, things are looking down, but hey, you know what? Things are looking up, too. You know, the economy's doing fine. You know, we're living good. We have a good quality of life here in the good old U.S. of A, and I'm buying into the blue ticket, baby.
You're being serious?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a Southern Democrat. That's what I'm repping. I'm not a Republican. If anybody asks me, I'm not a Libertarian. I'm a Democrat. I'm buying in to Hillary Clinton on 2016.
Really?
That's the ticket that is keeping this boat afloat. So, you know, that's where I'm pushing my chips in.
And you're a fan of Obamacare. Have you signed up yet?
I have signed up for Obamacare. I'm doing just fine. You know what? If you happen to eat good and take care of yourself, your medical bills really aren't that high. And, you know, I call this country the USSA, the United Soviet Socialist Republic, the United Socialist States of America.
Right. And you like that.
Well, you know what? They weave a nice image of comfort here in America. I'm buying in because they're making me buy in. And, live good, live well while you're here. You know, America does its best to take care of everybody on the planet if they can. You know, I mean, hey, you know, I'm buying in.
All right.
I did see you call out Rudy Giuliani on that 9/11 tip. I shared that on Facebook, and you know what? I watched that, and hey, you know what? Props to you, and props to the truthers out there calling a spade a spade.
Well, thank you. So you're a fan of the truthers. You know what happened with 9/11.
I do.
But you're also a Barry Sotero socialist fan, right?
That's right. Unfortunately, I am, because you have to understand that there is the world, there's the truther world, and then there's the Hollywood reality show kind of world that lives in parallel to us, and you have to kind of balance yourself between the two.
All right. Tell me you're pulling my leg.
I'm sorry?
Tell me you're pulling my leg.
Tell you you're what?
That you're pulling my leg.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to just make sense of this crazy world we live in. I'm sorry, Bob. I am pulling your leg a little bit, to be honest with you.
Okay, good.
You know, my granddad fought in World War II. My dad fought in Vietnam. You know, I'm a former United States Marine. You know, look, I mean, I'm trying to get my piece of the cake just like everybody else.
And you think Barry Sotero is going to get you there, or no, you were just joking?
there's nothing we can do about it, Bob. Barry Sotero has been anointed by the Hollywood and the Wall Street community.
That's true.
They have lifted him and anointed him as whoever he may be. And
the Messiah. He's the Messiah. Just ask, who was that, Jamie Foxx? All right, well, Dan, thank you for the call, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Have a nice night.
Yeah, you have a nice night as well. I was getting worried there. Jeez. I didn't think that was real. But then he was making it seem like it might have been real. Hey, you never know who tunes in. You never know. All right, let's move on. Jeez. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. Let's now talk to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed.
Good evening, Mr. Bob. How are you?
Are you a real person, Ed?
Yes, I am. I'm an Army veteran, disabled.
All right. Are you an Obama fan as well?
Hell no.
All right. I thought so.
I'm a constitutionalist, a freedom lover, a liberal, a Yahweh-fearing man, a Bible believer. I'm an enemy. I'm a patriot. I'm an enemy. I'm on their blacklist. I'm on their crap list.
Do you have those dots on your mailbox that the late Officer Jack McLam warned us about?
Let's put it this way. If I see a dot, all I do is fast and pray and let my Heavenly Father take care of it.
If but is they that enough? Is that else, enough? I don't mean to poo-poo being spiritual and having faith, but is that really enough? Do you really think praying is going to get you anywhere?
You're talking to a man who's been clinically dead 3 times and almost died 4 years ago.
All right, well, now you've piqued my interest, okay? Tell me what it's been like. No, I love near-death experiences. No, this isn't coast-to-coast, but tell me about it.
Bob, let me tell you this. I was also born 4.5 months premature, 2 inches long, 1.5 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm now 54 years old.
You've been on both sides of the coin, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to doubt that an almighty doesn't exist. Ha!
So what were your near-death experiences like? Tell me about them, please.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you don't have to, but I'm interested. I want to hear about them.
Well, it's something I really don't discuss much. Because I'm not saying anything bad about, your curiosity, Bob. But when a person goes through something like this...
It's the ultimate question.
The ultimate question. Yes, he does exist. Angels do exist. Angels are here on this earth now. People don't know it. Because his word even states, be careful who you entertain unless you be entertaining an angel. And it also teaches you that the spirit, whether it's of Yahweh or of Satan.
Hey, that's not why you called. So if you don't mind, stay on hold here. We got to take a hard break. And we'll come back to Ed in Kentucky. And your calls as well, 800-313-9443.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Shirt and chase it down out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, I'm sorry, Brother Man Ed, the floor is yours. I didn't mean to digress and get you away from where you called in.
Hey, that's quite all right. I brought up the subject, so, you know, hey. I'll put it to you this way, Bob. One of my times that I was announced clinically dead, and they brought me back, well, I came back. I woke up. And trust me, I was hurting all over. I mean, every sense of my body was on full alert. And I was sitting in my chair, in the chair eating one day, and a doctor came in who worked on me. And he said, "I can only say one thing." I looked at him, I said, "What?" He goes, "Miracle?" And he had a real puzzled look on his face. And I kind of smiled and looked over at my Bible, and I says, "Man don't know everything, yet what he wants to know is in that book." And I told him, I said, do you know what Bible means, sir? He says, what do you mean? I said, it means basic instruction before leaving Earth. And I says, you can only do with the ability that you are given. I said, the Almighty does the rest. And I said, by the way, I said, thanks for not cutting my chest open. And he stopped. He said, what? I said, you was about to give me manual cardio open massage, which means they rip, you know, cut your chest open, reach under your rib cage, and manually massage your heart. He was about to do it, and that's why I came back before he cut me open. And he says, how did you know? I says, I might have been gone to you, but I was still there. Wow. And I says, thanks for not cutting me open. And he just like his, I mean, he didn't know what to say. So it does change your perspective, Bob. It does. It changes how you look at life. It changes your spiritual, mental, emotional, and moral thinking and acting. You ever hear somebody tell you, don't sweat the small stuff?
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. Guess what I don't do? I don't sweat small stuff. I make it perspirate the tiny things? I mean, crap happens, man. Come on. I mean, you know, we all go through it. Like, things ain't going to go our way. We would like to, you know.
Life is filled with that kind of thing. And, you know, that's the survivalist mindset. The prepper mindset is to be able to adapt.
Well, I mean, in the military, they teach us that off the top. But human instinct is fight or flight. And I'll be honest. The crap that's going on now, people better wake the hell up, because you got a smartphone or a cell phone?
I do have a cell phone, unfortunately.
Well, so do I, but here's the thing. Yes, we got this technology. Yes, they're trying to use it to their advantage against our advantage. Yet, wake up, sheeple. Use it against them. I mean, every service now comes with free long distance, correct?
Every cell phone, yeah. Most cell phones, you know, take long distance for granted now.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, where in the hell are you going to turn around and get free cell phone service? With free long distance, you know, and all these other things for a flat fee a month. I mean, you go on a landline and you're going to pay, they give you maybe, 20, 30 minutes free of long distance? I call a VA center. Hell, they could put me on hold for that law. And there goes my long distance, because even though it's a toll free number, I'm rerouted throughout the country, whatever call center answers. See what I'm saying? So it's to an advantage that, yeah, I got free long distance. Well, how do we use it? Simple. Listen and listen carefully, people. Your state representatives, your federal representatives have phone numbers. They have state, and they have state offices where they live, where they're from. Here's what you do. You start blowing their phone lines up. You find out where their local offices are, and you show up. Their staff gets very paranoid. They're saying, oh, he's not available. Have a couple hundred people show up at that office. And trust me, he or she will get a phone call that minute. They know how to get a hold of these people. And guess what? That vibrates throughout Washington, the House, the House on the Hill, and the Pentagon. And that's worse than an EMP. Because an EMP comes and goes. Blast, boom, done. Phone calls keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And that sends in the missile that the sheeple that they're trying to slaughter are the people that put them in office. And they have to be reminded, excuse me, we are the government. You are just our elected, selected representatives and spokespeople. And people are forgetting that. They want to listen to Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and football and Hollywood and, excuse me, the Illuminati, Cross, Skull and Bones, the Boule, the New World Order. They are 1% of the entire population, not even that. They are outnumbered thousands to one. And trust me, when crap hits the fan, Bob, their security agents are not going to risk their lives when freedom hits. And they know this. Look at the reality. A dictator had so many Secret Service agents quit more than any president's history. Why? They gave their word. It's immoral. They go. You got one of his head Secret Service agents now running for Senate. He's being harassed. He's being bothered. They broke into his office. They broke into his home. And this is a former presidential Secret Service head. I mean, come on. I mean, he... Bob, I love your show. I love RBN. And if I could, I would give a donation. I'll try to save up a little money over the months and try to send you something later.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it, yeah.
Well, I mean, because, look... Because, see, I don't have a TV either.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about MK Ultra. When the boob tube was created, what did our grandparents tell us? That's going to warp your mind.
Yep, they were right.
And guess what? These old people knew something that we didn't know. Or we didn't want to know. And what it was, you got to consider back when our grandparents, our great-grandparents were alive. They said, damn, how did they do it? They had TV, and then later on, they just basically had the radio. But see, that's when congressmen, senators, and these people actually did their damn jobs, a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? They were accountability. Yet, the powers that think they are, over the years, over the decades, over the centuries, turned around and manipulated, you know, they, like in the military, you replan, you rethink, you redo. Well, so are they. And we got to keep ahead of them. We got to keep with them. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, when that boob tube came out and subliminal message, you know how they told, you know, it was a big thing back in the 70s where they told stores they could put subliminal messages through their intercom systems in the music. They still do it. They do it through the boob tube. They do it through movies.
And you know what, Ed? They're going to continue to do it, and until people throw their televisions out like we did, they'll continue to manipulate the masses. Hey, great call, Ed. Thank you so much. We got to take another quick break.
You have a blessed night, sir.
You too. And we'll come back with more of the Bob Tuscan Show on the other side.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. and like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, it's the last segment this hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. That's the troll-free number to do so. Hey, check out our website. And during the show, we have a group that chats there. It's at bobtuscan.com. If you're into the whole chatting thing, getting to share ideas and comment on the show with like-minded and sometimes not-so-like-minded individuals, website, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. It's BobTuscan.com. I've been posting videos on a regular basis on the website as well. On the right-hand side, you'll see my blog roll of today's video picks. Every day I post, I'd say nearly 10 or so videos. And today's video selection is pretty good. There's never a shortage of content, I'll tell you that much. People ask me, they say, Bob, how do you find the stuff to post and to talk about on your show? And I say, how do you not find the stuff? It's all over the place. It really is. scary how much food for thought there is out there everywhere you look. We still might have a surprise guest pop in tonight. I don't want to say who because they were iffy about whether or not they were going to join us, but I'll play it by ear, as they say. Also, I got a number of news stories I want to get to still. As I said, there's never a shortage of stuff to get to. I don't know if you saw the article I posted yesterday that I wrote about the guy who was arrested for having too much money on him. Yeah, that's correct. A gentleman was arrested for having too much cash, too many Federal Reserve notes. I guess you can't even call it money. Here's the story if you didn't read it on my website. This is an exclusive that I wrote. Man was recently arrested for attempting to take too much money on an airplane. Police are claiming that the dog smelled drug residue on the money, but no drugs were found, and at the time of the search and arrest, there was no evidence that the suspect was guilty of any wrongdoing. The only real evidence that the police had against him was he was traveling with too much cash. But now he's sitting in jail with his cash confiscated, facing money laundering charges and under suspicion of drug trafficking. Connor Gukian, 33, was arrested in Nashville on Monday after airport police were alerted to a suspicious individual using the $20,000 to charter the plane to California, according to a police affidavit released Tuesday. The manner in which the U.S. currency was wrapped is consistent with that of drug proceeds, the affidavit said. When police searched his briefcase, they found 153,000 buckaroos. Authorities said Gukian told police he was chartering the plane because he thought it would be a safer way to transport the cash, although he had flown commercial jets to Nashville from New York and Chicago. Gukian has had previous drug arrests, and there is a possibility that he may be guilty. However, the fact that someone can be targeted, searched, and arrested simply for traveling with too much cash, regardless of their criminal record, is extremely concerning. It's all done under the guise of the war on drugs. And meanwhile, the Federal Reserve System is able to print exponentially cash, and, nobody says or does anything about them. Although they should. So yeah, I thought that story was interesting. Also, I promised I would tell you about the man who was arrested for clicking like on Facebook. The host of a Memphis online radio show was arrested Tuesday after he liked the Facebook status of a woman who filed a restraining order against him. Thaddeus Matthews, of the Thaddeus Matthews Show, demonstrated his virtual appreciation for a video posted by Tawana Murphy, with whom Matthews had a prior sexual relationship with, according to the radio host, anyways. Murphy, who has apparently filed a restraining order against Matthews, this radio host, since the end of their relationship, showed police multiple screenshots of Matthews' Facebook like, after which he was arrested and charged with violating a court order, according to Radio Inc. Matthews has since been released on $1,000 bail. The Thaddeus Matthews Show. This guy's ratings are going to go through the roof. What does he talk about? The Thaddeus Matthews Show is a listener supported. Appreciate your generosity. Blah, blah, blah. It looks like he plays R&B music and that kind of thing. I don't know how I feel about that. Is that a violation of the restraining order? Is that harassment? And how far is too far? Thaddeus Matthews likes a comment and goes to jail. So there you go. Be careful of what you do online, folks. can definitely be used against you. Without a doubt. Matthews had multiple child pornography charges brought against him last November after posting an image depicting child pornography to his Facebook more than a year prior. This guy is nuts. All right. He's a sicko. No doubt about it. The commercial appeal based in Memphis reports that the image showed a sex act between a man and a child of less than 5 years old. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I hear stuff like that and I just get sick. At the time, Matthews claimed to know nothing about the charges, which included aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, but planned to address it on his radio show. Matthews was charged along with two young girls ages 13 and 16, all of whom who shared the photo on Facebook. Yeah, people get set up for this kind of thing all the time. You got to be careful. We told you about Brian from USWGO, the activist that I know who was a big supporter of this show, actually. And the feds have completely ruined his life, an autistic guy. And, geez. Anyways, here's the local news story, the local news report about this incident. If it loads here. Can we get that queued up, Mr. Producer? No, it doesn't want to load. All right. Anyways, I'm going to move on. Okay, next hour, we got a lot more to get to. We're almost at the end of this hour anyways, and we will continue the conversation here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Please, again, if you're able to send some Federal Reserve notes this way, I really do appreciate your support and would love to get some help because I need it, to be honest, and it all goes back into the operation, so to speak. So please go to the website, BobTuskin.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button. It's a secure way to send some Federal Reserve notes this way. And again, thank you ahead of time for all your help and support, folks. Next hour, when we come back, I got a lot to get to, as usual. Let's see if I can tease a couple big stories here that I wanted to talk about. Why are dozens of high-ranking officers being purged from the U.S. military? We've talked about this story before, and we'll touch on it a bit more again when we come back. The feds are ready to sell 25 million of bitcoins seized from the Silk Road. We'll talk about how they got these bitcoins. I thought they were supposed to be secure. And we'll talk about what they plan on doing with these bitcoins when we come back in hour number three. And let me give you one more story here. Weapons inspectors, here's a geopolitical story. Weapons inspector says Syrian chemical weapons fired from rebel-held territory. This is deja vu. We'll analyze this story when we come back and so much more, as well as your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.